Good morning, College Drive. It is good to be with you this morning and encourage you to participate in today's service as we come together in one in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I want to, first of all, not only welcome you, but to try to give some instruction prior to our communion service today with the cups that you have partaken of by receiving when you came in. And just a couple of things about the cup. Many of you have probably already been trying to figure them out and work them. So the cups that you have, if you have a gluten-free, you will find that the bread is on the bottom of the cup, and then the top is where we will take when we take the juice. If you have the regular one, you will peel off the first layer off the top, and that's where you will have the bread. And then when we get to receiving of the juice, then you will peel off the second layer. So I think everybody will figure it out. It is new, but it is the new age that we are in. And it is a way, though, that we're still going to be able to celebrate in the Lord's Supper. Also, if you would hold on to the cup or sit it down beside you, the service will end pretty shortly after that part. And then you can take them with you and put them into the trash receptacles at each door where you came in. Otherwise, if you happen to leave them set, it'll be fine. They will pick them up. So again, welcome, and let us now be in an attitude of worship.
Please rise in body or spirit and join me in the call to worship. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are all who find refuge in God."
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Happy are those whose sin is forgiven, who no longer suffer in silence, but name their sin and seek God's grace. Lord of mercy, forgive us for not truly hearing one another. Show us the path of mercy. Stop us in our tracks so that we can really hear. Slow us down and point us in the right direction. Give us the courage to cry out when we need help. May our faith in you heal us and restore us. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Lead us to a space of grace and wind the deep stain of sin from our lives. Amen.
As you know, it's taking some getting used to with all of the new protocols that we need to do here at the church and so forth to keep everyone safe. And part of that is not being able to share the sign of peace as we are accustomed to. I know if you're like me, well, Yolanda will tell you different, that I'm not a real hugger, but I do like to receive hugs every now and then, and I know you like to give them. But in this time of difference that we have, we've grown accustomed here now for the past couple of Sundays to have Suzanne share with us the signing of the peace that we are now using, and she's going to come and do that again and demonstrate. And I encourage all of you to stand with her as we do this, and then we're going to turn to our neighbor and we're going to share that peace once again.
And just to practice, make the L, touch your left shoulder to your right hip. God be with you. And I say to you,
God be with you. So now let's share that with one another. God be with you. Thank you. We're going to have Suzanne do that for us one more Sunday, and then we're going to turn you loose. And I know everyone, yes, we'll be fine. During this time also of our leadership of young disciples, Will and I at this time are not having children come down and share with us just because of the situation that we're in. But we always are praying for our young people, not only in our church, but in our community and so forth, especially in this time that they are having to deal with many different types of things in their lives also. But I would like to ask one of our young people if they would come forward like we did last Sunday and light our Christ candle for us. Yes. Would she like to come from the back? Thank you. Okay. We have also made the decision that, of course, we will not be passing tithes and offering plates, and I think probably most of you saw that when you came in. But if you did happen to miss that and need to drop your tithes and offerings in, those plates are available at both doors. But let us take a moment to give thanks to God. Lord God, we are so thankful for your many blessings of gifts and grace that you do pour out upon us, Lord. Even in those moments where we are undeserving, you are still grateful to pour out your blessing. And so as a token of appreciation and thankfulness, Lord, we return a portion of that blessing back to you. We ask that you take it, bless it, and make it grow for thy church, for the betterment of thy kingdom. For it is in Christ's name we pray and ask these things. Amen.
O Lord, may the words of your mouth be our daily bread, and may the leading of your spirit become our way. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture reading is Exodus 20, verse 1 through 4, 7 through 9, and 12 to 20. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our second reading this morning comes to us from the sixth chapter of Isaiah, beginning with verse 1. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphim were standing above him. They each had 6 wings, with 2 they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they flew. And one called to another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. His glory fills the whole earth.' The foundations of the doorway shook at the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips and live among people of unclean lips, and because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me, and in his hand was glowing a coal that had been taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, 'Now that this has touched your lips, your iniquity is removed and your sin is atoned for.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord asking, 'Who shall I send? Who will go for us?' I said, 'Here I am, send me.' And he replied, 'Go, say to these people, keep listening, but do not understand. Keep looking, but do not perceive. Make the minds of these people dull, deafen their ears and blind their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their minds, turn back and be healed.' Then I said, 'Until when, Lord?' And he replied, 'Until cities lie in ruins without inhabitants, houses are without people, and the land is ruined and desolate. And the Lord drives the people far away, leaving great emptiness in the land. Though a tenth will remain in the land, it will be burned again, like the tabernacle of the oak that leaves a stump when filled with the holy seed that is a stump.' This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord." As a young man at the age of 16 in 1983, I found myself becoming fully aware of God's presence in my life. It was at this point that I began to feel God's call on my life to do more for Him and His kingdom. However, as that young man, I still had a life to live and more fun things to do. In my early 20s, I found myself wanting to live my life the way I wanted to, and began to fall away from God. But yet, like Isaiah, I could still hear that voice constantly calling in the background, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And yet, I continued to pass him off and go on the path I wanted to. I met my wife Yolanda during school, and in 1992 we were married. And the both of us felt God's call on our lives to get back to church and become more involved, But yet again, we as a couple felt like we wanted to live the life our way, owning a couple of different businesses at the time that took us away from church and from God. Our first son, Christian, was born on December the 17th, 1996, on a cold, gray day. Just as he was born, the doctor looked at us and asked if we had a name for this child, to which we both replied, Christian. And I am not kidding when I tell you this, that at that moment, the clouds outside parted, and a ray of sunshine came through that hospital room window and shined right on him. The doctor replied, someone up there approves. And it was at that moment that Yolanda and I again felt God's call, whom shall I send? And we started back to church. Our second son, Caleb, was born on April the 9th, 1999, and after him, life was never the same. We continued to go to church, and I got involved as the lay leader in our country church. But yet still, that voice just kept calling, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? It wasn't until October of 1999 that Yolanda encouraged me to go on an Emmaus walk. I reluctantly agreed and went kicking and screaming, probably because I knew at this event I would not be in control. And then some of you may find this hard to believe. I like to be in control. But it was here that I had to let go of my fear and let God take control. It was during that weekend in October, just like Saul had his blinding road experience on his way to Damascus, that I met the true risen Christ for the second time in my life. And from that moment on, life has not been the same. I came back from that retreat with a new look on life and was finally ready to answer the question that God had been asking for so long, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I finally said, here I am, Lord. I then contacted my pastor at the time and invited him and his wife to come to our house for dinner. Yolanda had no idea that I was doing this, nor what I was even going to ask him. But the pastor asked me on that phone conversation, Keith, is there something in particular that you'd like to talk about? I said, yes, Jim, I'd like to talk to you about going into the ministry. He said, oh, Keith, I've been waiting for you to ask. 2 years later, at our last service in my home church, they had a special dedication service for Yolanda and the boys and I with communion as they sent us forth, answering God's call of whom shall we send? And so they answered that call with, here we are, Lord, send him. And on July 1st, 2001, I became the pastor at Hiramsburg and Cumberland United Methodist Churches. Oh, Yolanda and I were so excited and nervous about our new role, along with Christian, who was 5, and Caleb, who was 2 at the time. They couldn't wait every Sunday morning just to get to the Hiramsburg church just to use the outhouse. And we couldn't wait to get there either so that we could change their clothes after getting car sick on the way down every Sunday. In July of 2012, the Claysville United Methodist Church was also added to our charge. And so during the past 19 years serving those churches, I saw many people come and go. I witnessed God's church grow by outreach through Vacation Bible School, a school lunch program, having a Thanksgiving dinner and sharing a meal with those who just needed someone to be with. Oh, we've had ice cream socials, food, clothing, and furniture giveaways. I celebrated in marriages and baptisms. Mourned with many through the loss of family members and rejoiced in the birth of new ones. I have seen seeds sown for God, even though the fruit that they might produce may never be seen by those who sowed them. And Yolanda and I have come to know many and form a bond as the family of God. And no matter what comes, that bond will never be broken. That being said, when we all truly answer the call and the question of whom shall I send with the words, "Here I am, Lord," we open ourselves up to the love of God through his Son Jesus, and we allow ourselves to be used in any capacity that he might see fit, even if that requires him taking us out of our comfort zone. That is why I have now joined you here at College Drive as your new ministry coordinator. God called out again, "Whom shall I send?" And I responded, "Here I am, Lord." And I can tell you that I am very excited about the answer, as I hope you are as well. But again, like Isaiah, after answering that call, found that road to be very difficult. I also know that the Christian road can also be difficult at times, but also can be a beautiful scenic tour if we only trust that God will lead. So as we begin our ministry together, I am encouraging and asking each of you to listen for God's call on your life of whom shall I send, and be ready to answer, "Here I am, Lord."
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I will hold your people in my heart.
You see, this is our charge, to hold God's people in our hearts, to be the hands and the feet of Christ in a world that is desperate to know about his love, his grace, his forgiveness, and his salvation. And it is also to answer God when he calls to each of us, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And so will you listen? And will you answer the call? Amen. And what better way to begin to answer that call than to be rededicated to Christ in the breaking of the bread and the receiving of the cup. And so ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and bring us to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And so it is our time to share those concerns that's on our hearts this morning. And again, I encourage you to look at the prayer report in the back of the bulletin. And one name that I know that we definitely need to add to that list and family is the family of Matthew, I believe is Binkowitz, and his family. That was a Cambridge High School student that they lost this week. And so please keep that family in prayer. Are there others that would like to be uplifted, or does anybody have any joys that they just like to share with us this morning? Yes.
Pray for our president.
Pray for our president, yes, and for all leaders and our nation, absolutely.
And the election.
And the election, yes, thank you. Others? Yes, way in the back. Procedure tomorrow on your back. Okay. Is it Anna?
Yeah.
Anna. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Yes.
I have one.
Yes. Thank you, Julie.
Our joy of having you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, I would like to, if I can, take an opportunity. I mentioned Yolanda and the boys in my message this morning, and they are with us this morning. So Yolanda's in the pink top right there holding my camera. She's got us on Facebook. So hi, Yolanda. Caleb's in the middle, and Christian's in the white shirt on the right. So as I mentioned, they were 5 and 2 when we started down there, and Christian's now 24, and Caleb's 21. So yeah. They no longer go to the outhouse. So others, anybody have anything else they'd like to share? Yes. Oh. Thank you, Eileen.
Just wanted to say thank you to Ellen Casey for all the
I wanted to bring that up, and she said, "You please don't." But yes, yes. Ellen spent several days down here this week weeding the flower beds and things around the church, and we thank you, Ellen. Yes, yes, yes. Let us pray. Loving and grateful God, again, we are just so joyous and thankful for your presence with us in our daily lives. We are again thankful for days that have gone past that you have brought and delivered us, each of us, through. We pause and give thanks for days that lie ahead, that even though, again, we do not know what lieth or cometh our way, but we know that you do. And we know that if we make you a part of those days, no matter what may come, we will be able to see through. And for that, we could never give thanks enough. We're thankful once again that you hear our prayers and you have heard the names that have been spoken from our lips and those that continue to be on our list that you know before we speak. And so we lift each and every one of them up to you. We pray for your healing power and spirit to be poured out upon all of those who are hurting, whether that hurt be to their physical bodies, or maybe they are suffering emotional distress, or maybe they need to just have the Spirit awakened in their lives. No matter what, Lord, we just pray that you would intercede and give that healing touch to all who are hurting. We also know that hurt can come through the loss of a loved one, and we just pray and uplift all of those families, Lord, that are dealing with a loss right now, and we pray that you would encircle their families with love, care, and comfort. We pray for our nation. We pray for all of our leaders, and we pray that every decision that is made only comes through you. And we also pray, Lord, for that unspoken request that is on our hearts this morning that was not mentioned, but again, you know that word before we speak. And so we take these spoken and unspoken requests and we lay them at your feet. And as always, we do continue to pray for your will, not ours, to be done in each one. We give thanks once again for this church, this community which you've placed us all to live and serve, and this free nation which we are part of. And again, it does continue to remain free because of sacrifice of so many who serve. Whether they serve in our armed forces or whether they serve on our police or fire or EMS protection, Lord, we pray for all of them. We pray for their safety. We pray for their families who are separated from their loved ones. For we ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who taught his disciples to pray, beginning, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, and after giving thanks for it, he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is going to be broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then likewise, after the supper, he would take the cup of salvation. And after pouring it and then giving thanks for it, he would pass it amongst them and say, "Drink ye all of this, for this is going to be my blood, which is going to be poured out for all, for remission and forgiveness of your sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be poured out on us who are gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be to us the body which was broken and the blood which was shed, for remission and forgiveness of our sin. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world, until Christ comes in his final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. And so now let us take and receive the bread of Christ, the body broken for us.
Let us break bread together.
And now let us receive the blood of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and blessing God, we now give thanks for these elements which we have partaken of, the body and the blood, broken and shed for each of us, remission and forgiveness of our sin. And we now pray, Lord, for your presence through your Son, Jesus Christ. Always be with us every step of the way on this road called life. And when you call, may we always be willing to answer that call. Here I am, send me. This is our prayer and this is our asking, and we say it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, I charge you this morning. I charge you to stand forth with the shield of armor and to go where God is calling each of us to go as we all answer it together. So may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God be with you. Amen.